President Paul Biya's stewardship at the helm of the state has come under review throughout this week on the occasion of the 42nd edition of his ascension to the Supreme Magistracy. In the following viewpoint, Charles Tembe says, as the 6th November drumbeats fade out, the best way to keep the echoes resounding is to help him achieve even more.
As would be expected, President Paul Biya has been lifted to a higher pedestal throughout this week as his captainship of the state is being applauded. The drumbeat and fanfare has been particularly louder on the occasion of the 42nd anniversary of his stewardship at the helm of the state, given the toxic fake news that was propagated on social media prior to his return last October the 21st from a sojourn abroad. And then, of course, the presidential election is just around the corner. So there was some justification in raising the reverie of the celebration across the country to a level that could overshadow the frenzy caused by the social media infodemic. But the fanfare could have been more resounding across the entire country if the protracting sociopolitical crisis in the Northwest and Southwest regions didn't come to completely change the narrative in these regions. The magnitude of the destruction and the intensity of the trauma he has left on the collective psyche of the people of these regions is such that it has not only tainted the achievements of the pre-crisis era, but continue to shape and determine their priorities now. No progress can be made, let alone celebrated, in conflict. The priorities for these crisis-hit regions are peace building and peace promotion for a complete return to normalcy. The priorities are getting the misguided young men off the bushes into the DDRU centers, curbing the soaring wave of kidnappings, banditry, gangsterism, retrieving the so many guns currently in the hands of drug-addicted young men, getting the recently remodeled presidential plan for reconstruction and development, the PPRD, on the rails, getting the institutions of the special status to create real impact and turn the lives of the people around, ensuring that all recently launched poverty alleviation and growth stimulation projects and schemes like Prologue, Pulka, and Rice Value Chain effectively take off. So the CPTM bigwigs who have been drumbeating President Biya's 42-year stewardship could help him more by rechanneling much of that energy in ensuring that some of the major projects he has been keen on realizing for these regions are brought to completion. For the Northwest regions, this include the ongoing works on the three segments of the 88-kilometer Kumbu-Ndu-Kambe-Messager segment of the Ring Road, the announced 6.5-kilometer Bamenda Bypass Ring Road, and the abandoned referral hospital in Kwen. These are some of the projects that have been stretching the nerves of the people of this region and keeping them jittery all the time. The narrative would be changed if there is more commitment from those who share in the president's stewardship. For example, the ongoing crisis cannot be used to explain why the referral hospital project has been abandoned. The magic that is currently being used to bring the 58-kilometer Babaji-Bemenda road to completion can also be used to realize the referral hospital project. We have seen CPTM parliamentarians lead a fact-finding and inspection visit to the multi-billion gas plant project. A similar high-power parliamentary inquiry mission could also be deployed to the referral hospital project. This will be very salutary as the people of this region are yearning for a referral health facility. Such moves will be more effective and more resounding ways of supporting President Biya's stewardship and celebrating the New Deal.
Charles Tembe, editorialist.